Taking them now, and you can buy Curtis Kahn. I don't hear Kramer.
Oh, well, if you have a coat and a vest and what else in the suit?
A shirt. No, I don't. And if you want to, you can wear an undershirt, sleeveless undershirt on it.
Well, what are these called?
Them's blue jeans.
But if you in a suit, you wouldn't have blue jeans.
No,
you?
They call pants. It goes with made out of the cloth, same cloth.
Now, well, what did you wear on the farm? Not you, but what did your father wear on the farm?
He wore overalls.
Now, where did you wear this for?
He'd wear them to work in, and then he had a Sunday suit he wore, you know, blue-looking surgeon. Oh. Yeah, it was surgical stuff, you know, like wool.
It was pretty
suits, and they were really expensive, but he wore his overalls and his working shirt, you know, blue gabardine shirts for his work shirts, and his work pants, and his overalls, and that's what the boys worked. And we had to wash and iron them, too, just like you.
So he wore those all day long?
Yeah, he'd wear them that day. He had the suit, you know, they had a suit for every day.
Oh, yes.
And that throwed us to have to wash. We had no washing machine. We just washed and boiled them in the wash pot. We had two or three wash pots out there boiling them in.
You must have stayed busy.
We'd taken this all day long. Now, and then we'd have about 2 days ironing.
Well, if you'd ironed shirts and your brother didn't have one to wear that was ready, he'd say,
where is all the shirts got to?
And you'd say, well, they're out there. And he'd say, go out there and
get me one and iron it. That's what they'd tell us to do.
Well, what's another way besides get me a shirt?
They'd go say, go see if I got a clean shirt. That's about what they'd say back then.
What do you say, Brooke?
Bring it to me if it's clean. But if we didn't have no cleaning, we had to tell him to wear one of his khaki shirts, we called them then. It was kind of stuff like you got on now.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's what we'd they'd go have to get them.
Well, no, they like to wear the others better.
Oh, they wanted their white shirts, and they were going off dating. They had to have them. we didn't never take anything to the laundry.
Yes, sir.
We had it to do at home.
Well, if you bring somebody something today, and yesterday you'd say you...
I carried one of my neighbors something yesterday. That's what I'd say.
So you say today somebody is going to bring me a big cake, and yesterday somebody
brought me one,
and they have already
brought me one here today. Yesterday.
Well, now, and people grow up, you know, and I know when your brothers were growing that. They must have had the clothes, you know, sometimes they wouldn't fit from year to year.
Oh, no, they was new clothes. They had to get their clothes every year. And
well, so if your brother put on a coat, he said, well, last year this fit, but now it won't. It
won't fit. It won't fit me now. I'm fleshened up or something. It's too little.
So you say, but last year it went perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say it wore perfect last year, and now you're too large for it. I'd say you're outgrowing it. Well, then we drop it back down to the next little line.
Would you say it fit me perfectly or it fitted me perfectly?
Yeah, we tell him it would fit him perfectly last year, but he'd have to give it to the lesser boy that's coming up.
Oh, yes, sir. And if your brothers went out and picked up a lot of rocks or something, their pockets might stick out funny, like this, you know.
Uh-huh.
So you say.
Well, they'd say they had a pocket full of rocks.
What makes your pockets
stick out there? And they'd say rocks we picked up.
So would you ever use a word like bull?